Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Although, quote, the children of Israel had light in their dwellings, Exodus 10:23, for 3 long days, darker than the darkest night, the Egyptians had only time to think. What was Pharaoh thinking? We don't have to guess. Here are his words to Moses, quote, go serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be kept back, verse 24. Perhaps he figured it was the least Israel could do to repay them for all the trouble they had caused. No doubt Pharaoh never considered his own stubbornness the cause. Leaving their livestock to replace all the Egyptians had lost to the plagues. But Moses saw a more nefarious reason. Quote, you must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Verse 25. The devil doesn't mind if we call ourselves God's people and make religious journeys to attend services and conferences so long as we make no sacrifices. If our Christianity costs us nothing, he knows it will mean nothing to ourselves, our children, or anyone else. No, says the once timid Moses, now emboldened by faith, quote, not a hoof shall be left behind, verse 26. At this, the king completely lost it. Get away from me, he screamed. Take heed to yourself. In other words, watch your step and make sure that you, quote, see my face no more, for in the day you see my face, you shall die. Verse 28. Calmly, Moses replied, you're right, quote, I will never see your face again. But it was not Moses who would die. The clay jar, pushing back against God's power and refusing his mercy, had become so hard that God must now use it as a vessel into which he would pour his wrath. But in the way he did that, he would warn untold multitudes to, quote, flee from the wrath to come, Luke 3, verse 7. And why? That he might have mercy on all, Romans 11, verse 32.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.